Shalom, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to this week's A Word from Paul. That's me. My name is Paul Sherbo, and we thank you for joining us at the Come to Zion Ministry Center in the Western Galilee in Israel. We are coming to you direct from there, and we extend to you the offer to become part of Come to Zion Ministries. The word this week, part of it comes from Mark. Mark 7. And here we have a very interesting thing that happens. In Mark 7:5, a question is asked. Why walk not thy disciples according to traditions of elders? The question is asked, but eat bread with unwashed hands. Of course, the eating of bread with unwashed hands is irrelevant. The question here is why walk not thy disciples according to traditions of elders? It doesn't make any difference what tradition we're talking about here. And he answered and said to them, that howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That's Mark 7:7. Mark 7:8. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, such as washing hands or washing of cups and pots. But he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God that you can keep your own tradition. How often we ignore these verses. We are told to keep the commandment of God and not to go with man's tradition. But still, we run after whatever any man has put out their interpretation of what God's word is. You've heard preachers preach that any day is a Sabbath that you make it. I've heard preachers preach, if you start work on Tuesday, then the seventh day of the week for you is Monday, and that's your Sabbath. I've heard preachers say, whatever day is your day off of work is your Sabbath. I've heard preachers say the Sabbath doesn't exist anymore because Sunday is our Sabbath. I ask you to hold up things like that to the light of Mark 7:7. How be it in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men? This example that I'm giving you right now about the Sabbath, it runs into many, many other parts of God's word. God tells us to do something, and some man comes along and says, oh, that's okay, you're not part of this group or the other group, so you don't have to do what God says. You can just do what man says. You don't have to listen to these commandments of the Lord. You're exempt from what the Lord tells you to do, tells man to do. I want you to think about this the next time this happens to you, and I want you to turn to the Lord, and I want you to ask Him. Turn to Yeshua and ask Him, Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, who said, you can only know the Father through me, and the Father is in me, and what I do is of the Father. He doesn't do anything that wasn't of the Father. So that means, since the Father never changes, Yeshua, Jesus, came simply to explain the Word of God better to us so we could have some clarity and understanding of what is going on. Yeshua didn't come and say, follow what men say. He said, follow what the Father says. Yeshua didn't say that He comes to destroy the law, or the instruction, or the word of God. He did not come to change anything. Too many people out there are preaching change today. Too many people out there think that every single religion worships the same God, but yet they do it through idols, or they do it through whatever. And I hear people say, yeah, well, but it's the same God. We cannot change what God does. We cannot change what God creates. And we cannot change the way God tells us to do things. Now, this sounds pretty tough. And I hear people out there already saying, oh, man, this guy's being legalistic. Well, let me tell you something. When I hear somebody tell you, you don't have to do the commandments of God, he's being just as legalistic on his side. Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to do that. That's our law. You don't have to do what God says. We've made our own laws. And they ignore God's laws. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, God has created a holy highway. That holy highway that comes to Zion in joy and singing. No evil walk upon it. No one evil can walk upon it. We are warned so many times in the Bible to be careful of what we do and say. In this very same chapter we're talking about, we are told that it is not what goes into a man that defiles him. Okay, we understand that. But the things that come out of him, those are the things that defile him. If someone preaches, you can change God's word, it is defiling that person. If somebody preaches, you can do whatever you please because you're not of one group of people or another. They are defiling themselves and God's word. God has told us there will be no Jew and no Greek, no male or female, no rich or poor, no bondservant or free man, but one in the body. One in the body. That means no difference between anybody. Our Lord and Savior died to tear down the walls between us that different sects and doctrines of all religions try to put back into the Word. Everyone looking down on everybody else. Everyone saying we're right and they're wrong. Everybody saying we can't get together with these people because somebody might think we think the way they do. Instead of doing what Yeshua died for, our beloved Savior died to stop that, and we just went about our business and kept on putting those walls up. Look, the walk with the Lord is not an easy walk. And this isn't an easy word for me to give today. But you need to understand that you as a person need to work on developing your individual relationship with God. Your understanding of Him. Your understanding of how to get through Him through Yeshua, through that blood of that crucifixion. How to do the things that God wants you to do in your life the way he wants you to do it and not some man wants you to do it. One of our biggest problems is we're afraid of rejection from other people. We're afraid of being told, oh man, you're Judaizing, or man, you're being legalistic. How can you do that? Well, let me tell you that all kinds of beliefs and all kinds of cultures have been around. But what we have to do is what God tells us to do. Now, let me tell you something. Somebody wants to tell me I'm Judaizing. Well, guess what? Our beloved Savior is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he lived that way. And if I want to live like him, then you can call me a Judaizer. Because I'm in the tribe of Judah right along with him. I'm one in the body. I want to be as much like my Lord and Savior as I can. And I want to do what he did as he walked this earth. And I don't have to suffer because he paid the price for me. He paid the price for me. So I simply have to do what he tells me to do and be a disciple of him. And nowhere does he go against his Father's word. And we need to understand that. He is the Jewish Messiah that came for Judah and Israel. And when we understand that, then we understand that Israel is the mixed multitude. Israel is anyone that joins themselves to the house of Israel. You become that. No longer a Gentile. No longer far off from God with no hope in this world. But you become a part of Israel. You don't replace Israel. You don't wipe Israel away. The church doesn't replace Israel. Nothing can replace the apple of God's eye. Nothing can replace God's firstborn son, and that's who he calls Israel. It's in the Bible. Let me tell you, folks, you simply, just like when Israel left Egypt, you become part of the family of Israel, Abraham's seed, and inheritors of all the promises of God. There is not one covenant in God's word, starting with Genesis and going right through to the last amen in Revelation, that God made with anyone other than Israel. So if you want to be an inheritor of God's promises and God's covenants, you become, as it says in Galatians 3:29, Christ says, when you come to me, you become the seed of Abraham. Now, Abraham had a lot of seeds, so don't let anybody say, well, yeah, I know, but I'm not that seed. I'm a different seed of Abraham, so he's my God too. Don't believe it. There is nowhere in the Bible that God made a covenant with anyone but Israel. No other seed of Abraham, and there's others out there. The God of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who became Israel. Everything God does is with Israel. And you are a part of it if you believe in his son, Israel, Yeshua. He is the lion of our tribe. He is our king. And he wants us to do what the Father says. He doesn't want us to find ways to change what Father says. He wants us to do what Father says, and he's very specific about it. Nothing gets changed. Nothing. How specific is he about this particular thing? He's so specific. In Matthew 7:21, he says that not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many wonderful works in your name? And then I will profess to them, he says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity, you who work lawlessness, you who do not do the will of my Father. He is so specific about it. How could we absolutely think that some other part of the Bible he'll change his mind? God doesn't change his mind. God doesn't change his mind. He is the Aleph and the Taf, Aleph and Omega, forever and ever. And his word is forever. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, folks, I'm asking you simply to do something really simple, I believe. Go to him. Open your heart and your mind to him so that he can do his promise to you. Jeremiah 31:31, the covenant that he makes, the new covenant which he makes with Israel. No new testament to anyone but Israel. No new covenant to anyone but Israel. I will write it in your inward parts, and I will write it in your hearts, and no man shall have to teach any other man. And that's his promise. But before he can do that, you have to allow him to do it. You have to understand who you are, where you're going, and open up your heart and mind to him and shut down your thinking for manly things, mankind things. You have to show him that you're willing to allow him to enter your life. You have to show him that you're willing to allow him to write his word in your inward parts. Now, how do you do that? Go to him. He'll show you. You have to open the doors in your heart and mind to allow him to teach you on these subjects. Believe me, just the way he waited patiently until you invited him into your life, he will wait patiently to teach you the things he wants to teach you. And I pray you allow him to do it. Because just accepting our Lord and Savior and saying, yeah, glory, hallelujah, I love you, Jesus, and walking away from those words and going right back to your regular, normal, everyday, earthly life, I don't believe gets you anywhere. That's just the first step. Hallelujah. The Lord has opened the door for you because you've allowed him to do that. Now open those doors and allow him to teach you what he wants to teach you. And he'll do it from many ways. Spend time in his word. Every single thing you hear, including what I'm telling you right now, this minute, and you're listening to, check it out in the Bible. Look up Scripture. Scripture will tell you the way it is. You don't look up commentaries, folks, and you don't take one piece of Scripture and drag it out of the Bible and use it to see, this is what God says, because Scripture and not one part of it stands alone. From Genesis to Revelation, it is a beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous picture. It's a sculpture, God's Word. And you can't just walk up like a blind man and feel the tail of the elephant and say, I know what the elephant looks like. And the one going around to the trunk of the elephant touches the trunk and says, I know what an elephant looks like. Well, neither one of them know, do they? They think they know, but they don't know. I encourage you, I pray for you to open your hearts and minds to that personal relationship that our Father wants to have with you through Yeshua. That's the relationship he wants. That's why he sent his Son to be our Savior. He wants us to accept Yeshua, be washed in the blood, cleanse ourselves through the baptism, allow ourselves to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as our comforter and guide, and to open our hearts and minds to him to allow him to write what he wants on our inward parts. And not me, and not somebody else preaching from a pulpit, but what God wants. And it is so important, dear brothers and sisters, that you think about this. Now, he's not expecting you to run out and learn everything all at one time. But start step by step learning what God wants. And I encourage you, I plead with you to open that door to allow God not only into your life, but to change your life. Because accepting him without change has done you no good and has not helped you one bit. You're just where you started. Yeshua, accepting him, allowing yourself to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will change your life forever. You will be walking in the joy of the Lord. You will be a different person, and that's okay. We have to give up that old person. You cannot come through to the Father unless you are born again. Now, what does that mean? Give up the old you. Get rid of the old junk you used to do. Let God, in his love, clean you up. Oh, I know I'm clean. Yeah, right. There isn't a one of us that is clean. There's not one of us that are living the life the way God wants. But you know what? I try every day to live the life that he wants. I think about it every day. I keep it in front of me every day. And I ask you all to do it too. It's not a burden. It's a joy. Because when you start doing it, blessings will come to you. I can tell you story after story about the blessings people have received for starting to follow the Sabbath and for allowing God to work with them. I can tell you stories. Well, we're going to have them in our listener testimony time. And that program, the new, there'll be reruns probably until the end of June now because I'm going to the States the middle of May. When I come back, we'll start doing new ones, and we have all kinds of new testimony to give you folks. It is such a glory and such a wonder what the Lord does for us when we do for Him every day. It's not hard. We don't have to be monks. We don't have to be nuns. We just have to give our lives to Him. Now, there's nothing wrong if somebody wants to do that, but that's not what He's looking for you. What He's looking for you is simply walking His holy highway and doing what He wants you to do. Hallelujah. Think about it. Pray about it. If you have anything you want to say about this topic, write me, paul@cometozion.org. Let me know what you think. Let me know also if you'd like to hear a specific teaching on something. We'll try. If the Lord puts it in our heart, we'll do it. It's taken 2 weeks for me to get these words out because I resisted the Lord to get them out. But now they're out and I feel better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I didn't want to come on this strong, but the Lord said it's time. Hallelujah. Now, we're coming just at the end of Passover 2008 now. In the middle of May, we're going to be heading for the States. We're going to be in Winnipeg. We're going to be in Minnesota. We're going to be near Chicago. We're going to be in Iowa. We're going to be in Washington State for the first time. Yes, hallelujah. If you want to know about any of these travels or where we can meet up with you, and let me tell you, when we come to the States, we just keep going 24/7. If anybody can be where we are and they need this prayer, they need to be with us, we will make time, I promise you. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts and minds to God on every topic. Don't let some preconceived idea or something you've been taught change and lock that door. Let the Lord in. Let Him fulfill His promise to write it in your inward parts. You don't need me or any other man to teach you. God will do it, and He's one glorious teacher. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. Hope I didn't ruffle too many feathers this week. Tune in again next time, same time, next week, this time, for a word from Paul, that's me, from Come to Zion Ministry Center here in Israel, in the Holy Land. And we thank you for being with us. God bless you and Lehitra Ot.